Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption Child Protective Services. Now, I know I just got done doing a podcast yesterday on video, but I'd like to tell you a few things, one of which, 56 incredibly brave men signed the Declaration of Independence. 56. They knew they were risking death, but they valued freedom more than they were doing and knew they were doing the right thing. Now, this is from Jason Hansen, and the 56 men who signed a Declaration of Independence. We were declaring our independence from a totalitarian government. A government that would tell us what religion we were to worship. If we spoke out against the government, they would incarcerate us. And I know there are people that are probably listening says, under Trump, that was happening. Well, under Biden, it's happening. Ask yourself. State of California wants to ban hate speech. And what they're talking about is if you misgender your child, that's child abuse. And you have to take your child away. Remember what I showed you? That one woman? A little over 3 years ago. Might as well say that it was around January, February of 2020. Wow. Now, when do laws usually take effect? Sometimes July, sometimes January. But this woman was in California. Now, remember, we were focused on Donald Trump and COVID and all that. We weren't focused on misgendering. But it was going on. States like California saying, oh, you misgendered your child? Well, guess what? We're taking your child. And we're going to change your child from a girl to a boy. Because we say that she said it. Even though the child never may or may not have said it. Now, out of the 56, five men who signed were captured by the British and tortured to death. Nine of the men fought in the Revolutionary War and died from their wounds. Two of the men had sons that fought in the war and were killed. Over a dozen signers had their homes destroyed and they lost all their possessions. Yeah, fighting for freedom, fighting for the ability to be able to say whatever they wanted without fear that the government was going to come in and take everything from them, without fear that they would say something to a person and that person says, ah, I'm offended, and then all of a sudden the government comes in and they take everything from you. They take your house. They take your cars or whatever, or in that case, your horses. They take, you know, they have you arrested. They put you in jail or prison. And, you know, they may give you due process, but the odds are what's going to happen is, oh, well, you know, even though you have evidence that supports the fact that, you know, you may or may not have said this, we're still going to find you guilty. No, Governor Whitmer, that bitch, she and her Democratic colleagues have decided that, oh, if you misgender a child, you're going to be spending time in jail, and, oh, we're going to fine you $10,000. Excuse me? Our founding fathers risked their lives so you can have the rights you have under the Constitution. Freedom of speech, freedom of worshiping any religion you want. That the government's not going to be stating, oh, it's this or it's that. Yeah, you have politicians that knee-jerk went like 9/11. But now we're really seeing when it comes to kids. Look, the Muslims, they're worshiping just like anybody else. Now, the Muslim, the Jewish, Judeo, or just Jewish religion, Christianity, Buddhism, you know, all of them. Those are religion. Transgenderism is not a religion. It is a choice. You choose how you live, want to live your life. That's the way it is. Now, yes, are there people that want to force a change onto a person? Yeah. But you have to think. That person has to live their lives. You don't have to live their life. Let's say they decide, okay, they're going to live as a man or as a woman. And that happens. So, what do? Not much we can do. If they want to live that way, fine. If they're male and they decide to hack off Mr. Happy, Mr. Winky, then that's their decision. But remember, they have to live with whatever consequences follows. If later, if some say, you know, I wish I would have never done that, and that's been happening. Hang on. I'm sorry, people. I'm trying to get someplace, and they block the roads. Hey, folks, I'm back. Sorry. I was driving at the time, and there's some construction in Mishawaka. But getting back to this, over a dozen of the signers had their homes destroyed, and they lost all their possessions. Now, take the story of Carter Braxton. Ever heard of Carter Braxton? Don't be too surprised, because most people have never heard his name. He was from Virginia and was a wealthy landowner and businessman who owned a lot of ships. His ships were captured by the British Navy, and his land and houses were looted and burnt. He loaned a bunch of money to the American fight, and he died completely broke. Yeah, this Jason Hansen asked this question. How many people today would have the courage to sign the Declaration of Independence? Not many. And do you know what really chaps my hide? And it chaps mine too. Most people today don't even have the courage to stand up for what is right. How many of you listening would have the courage to stand up for what you know is right? There are parents who are standing up, the school boards who seem to think that they got more power than the parents of these children. Jeez, if you pedophiles who are working on the school board who want to groom these kids, then there's a whole bunch of towns in the United States. By that, put the title pedophile. Welcome to the town of pedophilia. Stop grooming these kids. It's ridiculous. Most people don't have the courage to openly support their belief in the Second Amendment. Yeah, you don't want guns, but guess what happens? As soon as somebody breaks into your house, you want to call the police. Okay, guess what? They find a way that you can't call out. What do you do then? What weapons do you have to defend yourself? Because trust me, if you say, oh, just let them steal it. Look at Chicago, places like Chicago that are losing businesses. Look at like California, that businesses are leaving. New York. They don't defend themselves, because if they do, they get in trouble. Today, we don't risk death or having our houses burned to the ground, but still, people are too afraid to stand up for what is right. This Jason says, I know you're not one of them, and I'm grateful for that. but we can never forget that life is never going to get easier for those of us who know what is right while the rest of society continues to go the wrong way. Says, I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July yesterday, and may you and I always have even a small part of the courage of the men who signed the Declaration of Independence. This is Jason Hansen, former CIA officer. He's the editor of Spy and Survival Briefing. Editor, Black Bad Confidential. Look, people, you have to stand up. CPS is not going to... It's like CPS is running this country. 56 men signed that Declaration of Independence in 1776. 1601 is when this whole thing really started. 175 years later, we signed the Declaration of Independence, fighting for our very freedom, fighting to be able to live our lives the way we want. Do we have to have another 246 years? Do we have to have another 175 years before finally we get inside our heads? Enough is enough. I have a shirt on, and I told you about it before. It's got a skull with the Statue of Liberty crown on it. And it says, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. If you don't think that we're under tyranny, that a parent's right to raise their child, that if the parents want their child to opt out of the sex education classes, that they're deemed a terrorist. If you want to continue doing it that way, one day you're going to wake up. And I fear for this day. That all of a sudden, you don't have rights. It's only the rights that the government gives you. Now, George Carlin says we do not have rights. We have the illusion. Well, we have to fight. We have to work hard every day to exercise our freedoms. That means that document. As long as that document's there. The Constitution and Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. Those documents, as long as they're there, we have a fighting chance. And stay in my listeners in Michigan and California. Fight tooth and nail. Use the Constitution, especially the 14th Amendment, that says states shall not pass or enforce any laws that infringes on the privileges and immunities of its citizens. Learn that. Learn it very carefully. And if they try to silence you, say the First Amendment. You have the right to speak, to peacefully protest. I've seen Muslims that were peacefully protesting. And yet the school board there, I believe it was Pennsylvania, so afraid that meetings, school board meetings are now banned to the public. Sorry, if it states that school board meetings are open to the public, now all of a sudden you ban them, you can take it to court. And chances are you'll win because that's your due process. Freedom of speech. So folks, 56 men. And if you can, Jason Hansen, former CIA officer, he's the editor of Spy and Survival Briefing. And he's the editor of Black Bag Confidential. You should at least check him out. He's got a lot of good things. This is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. keep moving forward. And study your Constitution and remember your First Amendment rights. Yeah, your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment, your Sixth Amendment, your 12th Amendment, your 14th Amendment rights. Learn them, study them, learn all about this, because in the end, it's on you. Let's not go revert back where the king and queen runs the United States. We, the people, are in charge. Let's make 2024 an election that reverts it back to us.